This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Rashtriya Swatantra Party's first general convention kicks off in Chitwan. Party President Ravi Lamichhane, Prime Minister Balendra Shah and leaders of other political parties address inaugural session. Prime Minister Shah says current government is travelling on an expressway and will stop only after reaching its destination. And US and Iran begin talks on initial peace deal in Switzerland as Tehran says it closed Strait of Hormuz. Now the news in detail. The first general convention of the ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party has kicked off at Bharatpur city in Chitwan today. Party President Ravi Lamichhane and Prime Minister and Senior Leader Balendra Shah jointly inaugurated the convention by ringing the party symbol bell. President of the Nepali Congress Gagan Kumar Thapa, CPN UML leader Pradeep Kumar Gewali, Nepali Communist Party leader Barsaman Pun, and chairperson of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Rajendra Lingden attended the inaugural session. Together in the inauguration were former Prime Minister Dr. Baburam Bhattarai, chairperson of the Janata Samaj Party Party, Upendra Yadav, chairperson of the Janamat Party, Chandrakant Raut, and other leaders. RSP has informed that as many as 4,211 representatives are attending the first general convention of the party. Meanwhile, addressing the inaugural session of the first national general convention of the party in Chitwan today, Prime Minister and Senior Leader of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Balendra Shah, has said that the current government is traveling on an expressway and will stop only after reaching its destination. He said that the government is like a train running on the expressway and will apply its brake after reaching its destination. Prime Minister Shah also urged political leaders to accept the current people's mandate and not to worry about RSP's ideology. He also clarified that RSP is a progressive party. It is a party that believes in work, not a party that seeks revenge. He said that the current government will act tough in cases of abuse and exploitation of state assets and funds. On a different note, Prime Minister Shah clarified that Kalapani, Limpia, Dhura and Lipulek are Nepali territories and said that the government has proof that these territories belong to Nepal. Similarly, addressing the inaugural session, chairperson of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Ravi Lamichhane, said that the cooperation among political parties is essential for country's rapid development and political stability, expressing his confidence that the country would remain completely secure under the leadership of the RSP. The chairperson said that the party was committed to safeguarding the achievements secured through the sacrifices of the previous generation. Likewise, in the inaugural session of the first general convention of the RSP in Chitwan today, Nepali Congress President Gagan Kumar Thapa said that his party was not an enemy of the RSP, acknowledging that the Nepali Congress had failed to recognize its own shortcomings in time. He said that other political parties should learn from that experience. The Nepali Congress president also urged RSP leaders and cadres not to blindly support their leadership, but to raise questions when necessary and maintain a critical outlook. Meanwhile, various political parties from around the world have sent messages of best wishes to Rashtriya Swatantra Party on the occasion of its first general convention today. At the inaugural session of the general convention that began this afternoon, RSP leader Shishir Khanal read out the messages of best wishes received from parties and their leaders. The RSP has received the messages of best wishes from Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, National President Nitin Naveen, the chief of the International Department of the Communist Party of China, International Conference of Asian Political Parties, ruling parties of Bhutan, Bangladesh, Malaysia, South Korea, and other countries. This news comes to from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom Co. Pack. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekasa.
Karma TV, hernus, ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilota ekasa.
Fiber Internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kurama bharma.
नेपाल टेलिकम को फाइबर इंटरनेट नया जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining nouns. The 12th International Yoga Day has been celebrated across Nepal and around the world under the theme Yoga for Healthy Aging. This theme shines a light on the importance of yoga for people of all ages. According to the World Health Organization, yoga is a practice for promoting health aging as it nurtures various skills that help individuals stay active, independent and engaged as they grow older. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Porel has made a call for everyone to embrace yoga as a way of life. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. and Iranian officials have arrived in Switzerland for direct talks after signing an initial agreement to end the war last week. According to the BBC, the deal includes a commitment to reach a final agreement within 60 days, as well as an end to hostilities on all fronts, including in Lebanon, and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. But ongoing clashes between Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah in Lebanon prompted Iran to announce it had shut the vital shipping route on Saturday, though tracking data shows vessels have continued to pass through it. Meanwhile, Vice President J.D. Vance said that the U.S. hoped for progress on the nuclear issue and Lebanon, while Tehran said it would be demanding that the other side fulfill its commitment. For the Iranians, Parliamentary Speaker Mohammad Bagar Ghalibaf and Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi arrived in Switzerland late on Saturday. The delegations were joined by Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif and the head of the country's armed forces, Field Marshal Asim Munir. Pakistan has acted as a mediator throughout the war and hosted a previous round of negotiations between the U.S. and Iran. Russian-backed authorities have suspended fuel sales to the public in the occupied region of Crimea as Ukraine continues its attacks on the peninsula. According to the BBC, fuel had already been rationed due to shortages caused by Ukraine's recent campaign against supply routes in Russian-occupied territories. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy over the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kusi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as the Torai regions of Kusi province. Similarly, it will be partly cloudy over the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhapashchim provinces, and the Torai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, while it will be mainly fair in the Torai regions of Lumbini and Sudhapashchim provinces. Similarly, there is also a possibility of moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kusi and Gandaki provinces, and at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati province, and at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Sudhapashchim and Karnali provinces. Heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in the hilly and Torai regions of Kusi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Rashtriya Swatantra Party's first general convention kicks off in Chitwan. Party President Ravi Lamisani, Prime Minister Balendra Saha and leaders of other political parties address inaugural session. Prime Minister Saha says current government is travelling on an expressway and will stop only after reaching its destination. And U.S. and Iran begin talks on initial peace deal in Switzerland as Tehran says it closed the Strait of Hormuz. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.